listening to me, that means you're listening to the Lone Star Barn Burner Hockey Podcast here on the BS3 Network. I am JJ. I am live, and I'm flying solo once again. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Dallas Stars. Man, the last couple games before last night were incredible, if I do say so myself. Before last night, each of the games resulted in, I believe it was more than 4 goals each. I almost closed out what I was looking at here. Okay, so, back at it. 3 of the last 5 games resulted in the Stars scoring 4 or more goals. They played Arizona last Wednesday, and they won 4-2. A big rebound win after losing to Vancouver in overtime, 5-4, 2 days before. After that, the next day, 5-2 over Chicago. And the next game after that, 2 days later, 7-3 over Colorado. Over Colorado, the Stanley Cup champions, before losing 5-4 in quite literally the last few seconds of the game. 5-4. That's brutal. I mean, I want to put it gently. I want to put it happy, happy, joy, joy. But there's really nothing happy, happy, joy, joy about what happened last night. I will be brutally honest with you. And my take on the Stars kind of makes people mad. I don't drink the Kool-Aid, as people say in the sports world. Sorry for the noise, by the way. Very analytical of things that happen. And, you know, the last couple games before the 5-4 loss, they were good. Like, they put their foot on the gas and they went for it. And the last game is, in my mind, I'm trying to word this as carefully as I can. The last game, it is total proof, 100% proof, that when the Stars don't play with their foot on the gas, it blows up in their face. And dare I say, a lot of, if not the majority of, the overtime losses were a result of them not playing with their foot completely on the gas. You don't take on the Stanley Cup champions and dominate them 7-3 with luck. Okay, that was careful planning, careful strategy, and enforcement of the strategy. How do you say that? Activation of the strategy? I don't know what I'm trying to say. But they stuck to the plan, they stuck to the strategy, and they beat Colorado like they stole something. And, you know, that's what a lot of people have noticed across all platforms of social media, is that when the Stars decide they want to play, they play, and then they dominate. And it just so happens that they still play up or down to the level of their competitors. And I think it caught up to them. And one of the biggest reasons was, I'm going to say, recklessness with the puck. They usually have a fairly high, I don't want to say a mid-level number, although that may be more accurate, but they have a fairly good amount of turnovers every game. And I don't know if it's from trying to get too cute with the puck, trying to execute the strategy, that's the word, to its fullest potential, or if it's just them wanting to take risks. But for whatever reason, a lot of games, much like the last one, result in high turnovers. And, you know, one of the things that I thought, or I wish, one or the other, they would realize is that puck possession is key. If you have the puck, then they can't score. Unless, of course, you give it to them. And that got me thinking, like, what if that's one of the reasons why they try to look for the cute, fancy passes? What if they're trying to get everybody out of position and trying to make big things happen, and it just doesn't work out for them? Possession and time of attack is going to be key from here on out. I mean, especially against a team like Buffalo. They are loaded to the gills with talent. I mean, loaded. They have Tage Thompson, Jeff Skinner, Rasmus Dahlin, all with upwards of 60 points. In Tage Thompson's case, 83. 42 goals, 41 assists. Jeff Skinner is second, 27 goals, 36 assists. And Rasmus Dahlin has 14 goals, 49 assists. 57 games played for Alex Tuch. He has 28 goals, 34 assists, 62 points. So, as you can see, the three leading scorers are going to be Tage Thompson, Tuch, Skinner, and if you want to, you can throw Cousins in there, Dylan Cousins, however you say his name. 24 goals, 30 assists, 54 points. And then you got Casey Mittelstadt, Victor Olofsson, Owen Power even, and Kyle Okposo. Peyton Krebs as well. This team is loaded. And they can't play soft or whatever you want to call it towards the end of the game against Buffalo. They're playing right now. And what I was having trouble with was the fact that I think they're playing the Islanders. And that's going to be a wild game too. Those teams both know what to do with the puck, and they both know that they have to keep the puck. I will say that, okay? And that's something the Stars are going to have to deal with. Buffalo is fast. They can score. They can score from just about anywhere. And this is going to have to be a team that the Stars start off with their foot on the gas and keep it on the gas. It's going to be a brutal game. Now, they could absolutely shut me up and dominate Buffalo. They really could. They've done it before. When I had my doubts, they're like, yeah, okay, calm down, buddy. But here's the thing. The Sabres lead the season series right now. And yeah, they gave us a loss, but it was an overtime. So that means the Sabres and the Stars were fairly evenly matched at that point. They lost 3-2 in overtime, and they play their second and final time on March 9th. That's 2 days. They have 2 days to figure out and watch the Buffalo Sabres. As the time passes, man, I get more and more scared of these games. because number one, inconsistency is definitely a thing with these guys. Two, turnovers is definitely a thing with these guys. Three, a streaking offense is definitely a thing with these guys as well. You know, players will find themselves on the stat sheet and then they'll drop off. For whatever reason, they'll drop off. And, you know, it's changed a little bit with Max Domi in the lineup, I will say. He is an absolute beast in my mind. A great addition to the Dallas Stars. And I think maybe if the Sabres come in playing like the Stars tend to do, lackluster, not all the time, sometimes, if the Sabres come in, you know, kind of relaxed and thinking they got this, somebody like Max Domi could go ahead and give them a little wake-up call, for lack of a better way of putting it. And, you know, Max is a great addition to this team and somebody I had hoped the Stars would get, honestly, a long time ago. I like that the guy can hit. I like that the guy is not afraid to play the puck. I like that the guy has great hockey sense and he knows what plays to make. And the confidence for me is key. Now, here's the thing about the Stars. Excuse the noise again. When you look at the Stars, you see Pavelski, Robertson, Hintz. You see Sagan and whoever he's with at the time. To be honest with you, unless he's with Ben and Marchment, which he hasn't been for quite some time now, you sort of tend to forget who he's with. Because the line that carries the most energy is the first line. I don't know why, I don't know how, but that line, Hintz, Pavelski, Robertson, is the line that just adds a whole new dimension to the game. That tends to be great and all if they can carry the energy, but here's the thing, too. What happens in any other sport when you see enough of a player in highlights or game film or whatever? You begin to learn their tendencies. You begin to learn their mannerisms and things like that, where they go, positioning, how they shoot. And, you know, maybe this person and that person's just not a threat anymore. That's where Max Domi comes in. He is a guy that adds a new threat to the Stars offense, which I want to say they haven't had much of this season. But again, it's streaky. So is that going to be fully accurate? I don't know. To say the very least, before Domi came in and added a little bit of extra punch to the offense, you know, they did only have one line that you knew what they were going to bring to the table. Ben Johnston and Delandria have also been fun to watch. They may go ahead and put those three on a line together. I haven't seen or heard anything about that lately. But if worst comes to worst, you know, they could put in Olofsson or Karlstrom. It dawned on me that I said his name wrong. Maybe one of the last shows I did. But those two being slotted into the lineup would be great because, you know, they're still fairly new and youthful exuberance is a thing, and so is unfamiliarity. Now, for me, I can look at their stats, for Buffalo, that is, and see that the team is loaded from top to bottom. I've never seen them play this season. Well, that's a stretch. I saw the last game against the Stars, and I saw maybe one or two more. That's it. I haven't seen them play that much, so I don't know what they bring to the table other than they're going to be fast and they can hit you in the mouth from just about anywhere. So the Stars' defense is going to be lucky to keep them under two goals next game. Once again, stretch, but hey, you never know. Matt Murray and Olofsson, Frederik Olofsson, have bounced back and forth between the pros and the minors, the bigs and the minors, if you so choose to call it that. And I think maybe it's because they're kind of skating around the edge of the salary cap. To be honest, I wish they would make whatever move that needs to be made to keep them on the big roster, because I feel like they add a little bit of youthful exuberance, a little bit of a new twist. And in Murray's case, a professional-like calmness. I was really, really impressed the one game that he played a couple of days ago. And, you know, he showed he was the consummate pro. He showed that if there is the storm, he can be the calm in the storm. And there's going to be a storm in the Dallas Stars locker room or games. You know, there is. Nothing can ever go 100% to plan. Something will always throw a wrench in it. And somebody like Ottinger and Murray, being as calm as they are, can be the catalyst to something that causes the tide of the game to turn. That's refreshing to see. Not discounting Mr. Scott Wedgwood, but I think maybe the youthful way is the way to go in net. And to be quite honest with you, it seemed like the team kind of realized that they would have to play a little bit differently around the new kid. And somebody like Scott Wedgwood, it seems like they also realize, might know what he's doing and let him do his thing. And I think that's one of the things that sort of goes public, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it. Wedgwood will go and make plays or try to, and it blows up in his face. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Murray, he's, like I said, he's the calm in the storm. You know, he doesn't go out and make the crazy plays thinking that he can do that. He just knows his limits and he plays to his best of his abilities. Once again, not discounting Wedgwood, but I think maybe he makes gutsy plays at the wrong decisions, quite possibly. And the Stars, they don't back him up enough, maybe. And I think it blows up in their face. I wish they would treat every goalie that's in behind them in the net like they do Ottinger, and back him up. I've never seen them leave somebody like Ottinger high and dry for too long. They've had games where nothing clicked. They've had games where Ottinger was off and the team tried to help him and they couldn't. But most times, you could tell that they did try. So, you know, I'm wondering what needs to happen in net to make them sort of rally around whatever goalie is in net a little bit more. I'm not buying this little 3-game win streak they just came off of with this loss here. I'm really not, because there's still too many turnovers. There's still crazy bad penalties at some crazy bad times. And there's still these weird little mistakes that happen at the wrong time. You're getting into the nitty-gritty of the season. There's in the neighborhood of 20 games left until the playoffs. Yeah, you're sitting pretty at the top spot, but now Vegas is passing you by, and you're no longer the top spot in the conference. So people like Minnesota, I say people, but they're teams. Teams like Minnesota, Colorado, you know, all those teams, they're chomping at the bit. They see the Stars kind of going this way and that way. And, you know, I'm positive they see the inconsistencies. I'm positive they see the weaknesses. And I know they're chomping at the bit to make the Stars make the mistakes that they are prone to make. And if I were to guess, with the inconsistencies they have, you know, starting a little sluggish, maybe the goalie playing a little too much when he should sit back a little bit and let the team play around him, things like that, they put a spotlight on the Stars' weaknesses. Not going to say the Stars are going to lose out off of one game. That would be ignorant of me to say that they can crap out and absolutely blow any chance of the playoffs, because they look full well like they're about to make it. But they have to control the turnovers. They have to control the puck better, period. Make better passes, make better plays. And sometimes just carrying the puck is enough. Carrying the puck into the zone, positioning people in the appropriate areas, it can result in this, in some crazy goals. I've seen people watch the games and predict when one of the players is going to shoot, and they don't shoot. They make the pass. It just makes me wonder, you know, what's going on with this team? Why can they not make the right plays at the right times almost all the time? Now, it's not going to go, like I said, it's not going to go perfect every time. But, you know, they can at least get it right 70, 80, 90% of the time. It's doable. And it can happen a lot more than it is. I can't help but wonder if the 13 or 14, whatever it is, overtime losses that the Stars have, I can't help but wonder if a big result of that is because they made the wrong play at the wrong time. I can't help but wonder if it was because they made some crazy passes that shouldn't have been made and it went right to the other team. Well, I know they actually have done that, turned it right over at the worst times, and the other team capitalized. Which brings me to my next point. Why doesn't this team have a killer instinct yet? They killed Colorado. They sure did. Now you can hit me with, oh, this person was injured. Oh, they're this point in the standings with this many games left. Whatever. When the Stars want to play, they play. And for the life of me, I can't figure out what goes on in the locker room that would make them not want to play every game. Now, I understand back-to-back games might have something to do with it. I understand travel. I understand maybe busy days of practice, whatever the case. A busy week of practice, whatever the case. Like I said. But they came back and after a back-to-back game set, couple of days ago, they won both in dominating fashion. Why can't they just dominate? That is why I'm not sold on this team right there. Because when they play, they're really good. When they want to play good, they do just that. They dominate. But it doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't happen enough. For the life of me, I want to go in that locker room and just be like, hey, what are y'all playing for? Why aren't you playing for each other? And, oh, when are you going to play for each other? And to the Stars fans that go to the games, you know, we need you to be even louder. Yeah, you're loud, but the other team fans that come through there, they're even louder. At least from my vantage point. So, you know, something's got to give. We got to liven up the players if they're not going to liven themselves up. And, you know, we got to set the tone. The team as well. We got to set the tone early. We got to let them know that when they come into this arena here in Dallas, that it's not going to be very fun for them. There's teams that do that. Their fans are absolutely wild. And you don't hear anybody complain about that. In fact, you'll hear opposing players say they like it for that reason. So the fans need to do better. The players need to control the puck a little bit better. And maybe if they feel us enough yelling in the stands, maybe that will change their luck. I don't know. I don't believe in luck. I believe in things being done right and wrong, which create this luck and that luck. I believe that effort creates luck. And right moment, right time. I guess that right there is luck. But, you know, all that happens because of effort. It really does. And they're going to learn real quick if they play like they ended the game last night. They're going to learn real quick that they're not going to get very far in the playoffs. Right now, I see them as a team that's going to be one and done just like they did in Calgary. Now you can say, oh, they made it all the way to Game 7 and lost in overtime, whatever. They ran out of steam. A good team would push through that. A good team would try to get the puck as much as they can. A good team would force the play in the attacking zone, not their own. That is one of my biggest pet peeves of this team. Why aren't they trying to force play? I've seen them on penalty kills where I thought they were on the power play. I've seen the power play where it looked like they were on penalty kills. The Sabres are going to be an evenly matched team through the stats and whatnot. And I might try to cover that in the next show a little bit deeper. But I had to get this off my chest, man. The inconsistency thing is going to be the death of them when they make it to the playoffs. It's going to be the thing that makes their season peter out. And they're doing fairly well. I mean, if you look at the overtime losses as small victories, they're not doing half bad. I could go at this for hours upon hours upon hours, but I might end up repeating myself or saying the same thing I want to say five different ways. I guess that's repeating. Yeah, it pretty much is. anyways, I just wanted to say that the Stars need to keep up the effort and things will work. I think Max Domi is going to be the person that changes everything for the Stars. It's about time I close up this show, so I wanted to say thank you for listening to the awesome owner of this network. Thank you for giving me the chance. I will see y'all during the next show, hopefully with some better Star stuff to talk about. We do have some news coming at me pretty much daily. So we'll try to cover that up a little bit more, or cover that a little bit more, not cover it up. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your time, and I will see you in the next show.